This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Agin Erev Shabbos. Agin Chodesh. We now proceed to Smuchim Miyad on Parshas Metzora. I want to welcome everyone. I see dear friends all the way in Amsterdam, but I'm not going to reveal his identity without express written permission. But welcome everyone, and I want to delve into the connection between Parshas Metzora and the end of Tazria. So here we go. Let's see, Parshas Metzora, source used for Metzora. Here we go. Now, it's very interesting. Parshas Tazria ends. Zois Toiras Nega Tzoraas Beged Hatzemer Oya Pishtim. And Metzora begins. Zois Tia Toiras HaMetzora. So Tazria ends. This is the Torah of Tzoraas. Metzora begins. This will be the Torah of the Metzora. So it ends. Tazria ends very similar to the way Metzora begins with Zois Toiras. The Tzror Hamar offers as follows. Really, Tazria discusses the Tzoraas of a person's skin. Really, the next topic should be the Tzoraas of houses. And I'm sorry, Tazria discusses the Tzoraas of skin and clothing, and Metzora discusses the Tzoraas of houses. So really, before we learn about what to do if somebody has Tzoraas on their skin, the next topic should have been the Torah of houses. But no. By the way, later on, the Torah says, L'tzoraas habeged v'labayis. So why does the Torah not juxtapose Tzoraas habeged to the bayis? Instead, it juxtaposes Tzoraas adam to begadim. And the Tzoraas Hamar says the reason is, once it began talking about how to purify clothing, it wants to talk about how to purify the Metzora's skin himself. Why? Because a person's clothing is a person's kavod. And begadim are not external to a person, they are part and parcel of the person themselves. They are divrei ha'adam atzmai. And after it began to discuss Taras HaBegadim, it completed the topic by speaking about Taras HaAdam. And then it goes back to Taras Begadim. In other words, the flow of the parashia says it talks about Taras Adam, then it talks about Taras Begadim, then it talks about the purity of Begadim. But once we're on the topic of the purity of Begadim, it talks about the purity of Adam, and then it goes and talks about Tzoraas Habatim. In the Sefer Vayikach Yaakov Even, it says like this. It says as follows. In Vayikach Yaakov Even, it says, Zois tia Tzoraas HaMetzora b'yom taharasai. The Smichos HaParsha, earlier it says, Zois Toiras Negat Tzoraas Letaroi Uletamoi Zois Toiras HaMetzora. It says as follows, it says in Pirkei Avos, Ein Bur Yerechet Loi Ama Oretz Chosid Loi HaBaishan Lomed V'loi HaKapton Melamed. Meaning, an Ama Oretz cannot conduct himself with piety. There's no way an unlearned person could be a pious person, because sometimes he takes stringencies that have no basis, and sometimes he's lenient about things that he doesn't know about it. So I always say, inspiration is the most overrated thing in the world. You need education, not inspiration. But an Am Haaretz can't be a chassid. What it's really dependent on is erudition, scholarship, knowledge. You know what the difference between purity and impurity is? The difference is zois tia toiras. It's by learning. It's by learning. It's not about feeling. It's not about how you feel about something. It doesn't matter how you feel about something. It's what are the facts? What does the information teach you? Okay. One last idea. Parshas Tazria ends in a very unusual way. It ends, Letaharohi oy letame'oi, to purify or to render impure. And there's a big question that you're not supposed to end on a bad note. So why would the Parsha end, Letaharohi oy letame'oi, to purify or to render impure? Why would we end with the word letame'oi, to render impure? We should really flip it, Letame'oi oy letaharohi, to end on a good note. We've discussed that question in the past. We once sent over from the Rugachover that from here we learn out Safek Nega Tahar. Letamoy, unless it's definitely Tame, Letaroy oy Letamoy. It's Tahar, there's a Drasha, unless you know it's definitely Tame. So it's really ending off on a good note. It's ending off Safek is Tahar, but in reality, the last word is Letamoy. The last word is Latamai. And juxtaposed to that is Zois Tia Torah Samatsaira. Perhaps the meaning of the juxtaposition of Latamai to Zois Tia Torah Samatsaira is the Torah saying that the practice, the essence, the path of the Metzora is one of great impurity. You know, the Torah says about a Metzora, Tamei, Tamei Yikra, he has to call out Tuma, he's Tamei, everyone stay away. Well, the Torah itself does that. It's like the Torah is proclaiming on the Metzora, Tamei, Tamei, the Torah says, Letamoi, Zois Tia Torah Sametzora. So the end of Tazria, which ends with the word Letamoi, is juxtaposed to Zois Tia Torahs. Okay, friends, that is the juxtaposition Tazria to Mitzaira.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.